Tatva jigyasunatmanah. काभ्यां यत्स्यात् सर्वत्र सर्वदा
Jigyasyam
is to be inquired.
Tattva,
the absolute truth.
Jigyasuna,
by the student.
Atmana,
of the self.
Anvaya,
directly.
Yatrekabham,
indirectly.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Whatever.
It may be.
Sarvatra.
In all space and time.
In all space and time.
Sarvadam.
All circumstances.
A person who is searching after the Supreme, Absolute Truth, the Personality of Godhead, must, the book is crossed out from most. mistake was here. Must certainly search for it up to this in all circumstances, all space and time, both directly and indirectly. Okay, so somewhere in the purport here, if anybody remembers. Srila Jiva Goswami also, really? We're up to that? Let's see if I can find that. Really? You know that, huh? Well, what page? It's like 10 pages, 12 pages purport. So we're only doing tiny bits every day, apparently. Srila Jiva Goswami, there it is. We did that? Just see, I knew there would be some. All right. Jiva Goswami also quotes. Someone remembers we did that yesterday or 5 days ago? We're up to even though one?
Yeah.
Okay. Even though is actually, that's the translation of a verse. Parangatopi vedanam sarvashastrartha vedyapi yona sarveshvare bhaktas tam vidyat purushadamam. Even though one may have gone to the other side of all the Vedas, is from Garuda Purana. And even though one is well-versed in all the revealed scriptures, if one is not a devotee of the Supreme Lord, he must be considered the lowest of mankind. Similarly, It is also stated. So this purport, just to, if anyone's, needs a refresher, there's a lot of pages, maybe 12, and in this section, there's a lot of quotes. Like on this page, there's these two pages, there's five, six, and the next one, there's another six, seven, like that, and on, and yeah, like that. A lot of Sanskrit quotes. So even though one may have gone through all the Vedas, it must be considered lowest of mankind. Similarly, Purushadamam actually refers to the lowest, Purusha Adama. Like Bhaktivinoda Thakur says that, Prabhupada Govinda can give us a quote. And it's that in the last part of his Sharanagati introductory song, he says that I am the Adama. I am Adama, but he's asking, please make me Uttama. What is it, Howard? Even he could. But anyway, in his last verse, he's saying, he rhymes these words, the Adama and the Uttama. So I am the lowest of men. Please make me the highest of men. A sadhu, sadhutva. Sanatana Goswami is saying, Jim Hall Srimad Bhagavatam is meant for bringing the asadhu to the sadhu platform. Everyone should become sadhu. So asadhu to sadhu. This is one of his glorification of Bhagavatam. All right. Yasyasti, again here, is going to be a quote. Similarly, in the Bhagavatam 5.18.12, indirectly, it is stated in the indirectly. So, because this sloka said directly and indirectly, one must search out. Indirectly, most of the time, this means there's negative things that we have to avoid. But this verse has positive and negative. It says, Yas yasti bhakti bhagavat yakinchana sarva gunaishchatra samasate sarva harava bhakta shikato mahaguna manolatinasati dharato bhi. One who has unflinching devotion unto the Supreme Personality of God. I remember in one of the early lectures from 66, probably was quoting this verse in reference to some man. I'm sure he met many people, but he was saying how one person he met either in the post office in Calcutta, one city, and the man was saying that, Swamiji, that why we have to perform your bhakti yoga, because there are so many good men, we see so many sadhu-like men, so why should we? So Prabhupada quoted this verse to the man. He said that if you are not a Krishna bhakta, then harava bhaktasya, without being a bhakta, that is a very stark, many times devotees are more subtle, but this is, he's giving the negative here. If you're not a devotee, but of course there's so many gray areas that one may be very pious in so many ways, but still Prabhupada quoted this, that harava bhaktasya, without being bhakta, then kuto mahaguna. Because many times Shastra is poetic, or give some hyperbole, some little bit poetic exaggeration. So that without being the bhakta, then harava kutromaha, where can he have great quality? Rather, manoritinasati, he's running davato bahi, after the external energy. Bahi means external. Mano, and because of the mind. If one is on the level of the mind, it doesn't control the mind, then without elevating himself by the mind, then he's subjugated. Mind remains atma, ripur atmana, the enemy, ripu. So there's many things there. And rata means the chariot of the mind. I have that nice picture. I saw Bhardwaj when he painted it very quickly and very expertly. It was amazing to me. And he has all the horses. Each horse has a sense on the front of him, like a nose and a mouth. I thought it was very clever. And he did it rather nicely and quickly. So that way we have these images, the chariot of the mind, and each horse has a sense on it. It's very clear, and it's a different color, so unfortunate, mandabhagya here, but very disturbed, so we need this shastra to always take shelter of it. One who has unflinching devotion to the personality of Godhead must have all good qualities of the demigods. And contrarily, one who is not a devotee of the Lord must be hovering in the darkness of mental speculation, thus must be engaged in material impermanence. Srimad Bhagavatam 11.11.18 says, Shabda brahmani nishnato na nishnayat pare yadi shamastasya shamapalo yedenu mivarakshito. Shabda brahmani nishnato. One may be very well versed in all transcendental literature of the Vedas, but if he fails to be acquainted with the Supreme, na nishnayat pare, the pare yadi, then it must be concluded that Shama Abhi Kevalam. He's working really for nothing. Shama Abhi Kevalam, very nice. Only Kevalam means, if you say it in English, it doesn't have the same punch like Sanskrit has. Shama Eva. Only Shama, he's working only. Shreshatim Bhakti Madhashi Kevalam. Like hitting the rice paddy, but there's no rice there anymore, you know, just banging your hand for no reason. So, Shama Evi Kevalam, Shama Palo, the only fruit is his labor. Nishpala Jivanam. In another place in the Chaitanya-caritamrita says, Nishpalam. When the mind is not fixed on Krishna, then there's no fruits. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has come to distribute the prem-phal, the fruits of love of God. So, one cannot get that fruit by staying on the mental plane. Ye deno mi varakshita. Of course, devotees keep cows that don't give milk. The karmis, they slaughter the cow. But here, this is a very picture, clear verse. Deno mi varakshita. We're keeping cow that doesn't give milk. So, yeah, we protect the cow whether it gives milk or not. But the point is, if you only have cows like that and not giving milk, there's nothing there. And it's also described to be like a unchaste wife and giving money to useless people. There's another verse that comes just after that in 11th canto, a little more long verse. I forgot it right now, but basically it says like that. There's different examples are given to make it more clear. Keeping an unchaste wife, to keep a son that is also useless, and giving money to those recipients who are fools, rascal, like if you give money to some junkie or something, immediately go and buy some. Probably used to give the example of the winos and getting money for, at least they do something, they wipe your sheet, windshield, but still they're going to be, he said, that's okay, let them think about Krishna as the taste of the liquor. I remember when he first spoke that in Henry Street, it was very, a little bit funny, shocking, you know, you think, oh, I'm sure somebody might have been thinking, oh, I can drink wine. Everybody might be thinking, I can drink wine. Of course, I never like wine, but still, somebody might be thinking that. Let me drink wine. But you must remember Krishna. Prabhupada updated this apo. What is it? The thief. Oh, that's my phone ringing. One may be well-versed in all transcendental literature of the Vedas, but if he fails to be acquainted with the Supreme, then it must be concluded that all of his education is like the burden of a beast or like one's keeping a cow without milking capacity. Burden of a beast. And Krishna gives that nice example of Saeva Gokara. Right? If one goes to a holy place, he's simply bathing. Yatirta buddhi shalile nakarachit. His intelligence is just there. Of course, it's nice to go to the holy places. Narottam Das Thakur says, just going there, parishram, is labor also. If you don't go and become intelligent, take shelter of the holy man there. If you simply go to bathe, many people go there. They shave their head. They get some benefit, but not the ultimate benefit. So, but Krishna, when he came to Kurukshetra, he spoke that verse. Yas tirtha buddhi shalena karachit sa eva gokara. One is like a cow. Sometimes I think Vishwanath Chakravarti gave the example that it's not exactly a cow, but a cow that carries burdens, not a milking cow, but an ass. Svavid varahostra karai samstuta purushakta. Na yet karnapato peta jatuna. Not only ass example is given, but also the dog and the hogs and camels. And camels are chewing thorns, and drinking their own blood, and the hogs are eating the stool. And so and sometimes the owl is given. He's hiding from the sun, the non-devotees. Abhakta ustriya. Ustra is a camel-like, or a the abhaktas. Kaviraj Goswami is comparing them. And Sukadev is comparing to all these animals. Even such animals can be delivered sometimes. That's true. But generally speaking, the human is meant for this inquiring. Kamasya nindriya pritya labeta yavata jivasya tatva jigyasa. In this verse, we have the jigyasa, the questioning. The one should inquire. So in the back in the first canto, is that very nice verse? Jivasya, one's whole life should simply be for this inquiry. Atato brahma jigyasa. That's the Vedanta Sutra. So then the purport to Vedanta Sutra is Srimad Bhagavatam. We're reading that because, and it is pointed out by all strongly by our acharyas, the first verse of the Bhagavatam, Janmadyas yato anvayat, is the same as Vedanta Sutra. Janmadyas yataha. From the Supreme Personality of God, and everything has come, indirectly and directly. Janmadyas yato anvayat itaratas. Itaratas means indirectly. So the Vaishnavas, they take advantage. There's one verse, I just noticed it, that it's twice given. There are some verses that are twice given. Dravida pointed out this one verse given five times in Bhagavatam. It's not the whole verse, but the first two lines. The swapna, about the how this material world is like a dream. So after a while, you're reading Bhagavatam. I just noticed after reading that for 50 years that, of course, we didn't have the whole, but in the 12th canto, there's one verse. And it's the same as the second canto verse, except for one word. You know, sometimes it's a little different. Paramparam atmanam amananti tad yaneti neityitat uta sikshava. It says that the Vaishnavas, they're only after the param, the supreme, and they reject. So this is one way of seeing this directly and indirectly. But, so there's something, they reject maya. At every step, it says. And visrijit dauratnam. They, visrijit dauratma means that the sadhus, they asadhu sangha, they don't take satsanga tyagi, they give up any relationship, their strong relationship with the asat, asato mam sadgama. So that second canto verse says like that. Those who want the param, the supreme, they have to become also niskinshanasya, devoid of any material affiliation. So visrija dharatnyam. Then it says, Hridopagu yaha. What do they do then? Hridopagu yaha padampade. Every step, Hrida, they take into their heart the Bhagavatam and instructions from the Bhagavatam. Hridopagu yaha padampade pade. At every step. Not only they take it, but they say, Vayam tu navatrityama uttama shokaliya. Yachin vatam nasa gyanam. Svaru svaru pade pade. Pade-pade, every step, it's increasing for them. The more they're studying, reading the Bhagavatam, then it's increasing the bliss because they're seeing it's ananta, ananta bhumne. Those in the stage of like the Mayavadi, the scholars, yogyanamatam bhuv, they're mad by their speculation. So the... We see that in the sixth canto, in the Hansaguya prayers given by Daksha, or at least spoken by Daksha, he gives astiti nastiti chavastu nishtayo. that they're arguing again and again, vaditam varinam bhai, but they're arguing over the Supreme Personality of God, His energy. So another good, I was seeing that in the beginning of the prayers by the personified Vedas, usually we kind of like, it's so complicated and such a heavy, deep chapter, probably the heaviest thing in the Bhagavatam, one of the heaviest, but heavy, heavy, heavy. And very, in fact, the commentators have said that unless you're, if you're not a devotee, you have to be, just to read it, you have to be conversant with Sanskrit, very conversant with Sanskrit language to read any of the Bhagavatam, but especially that. But in the very beginning, then, Parikshit Maharaj was asking, how can we understand, how can we understand by the Vedas, Krishna, he's beyond any words. And so Shukadeva gives him a very intelligent answer immediately. He says that, well, pranendriya buddhi, all your pran senses, your intelligence, your mind, is all given by Krishna. Therefore, he is, that's how you will understand it. If you see it in any other way, you won't understand it. It will be maya. Kim achaste kim vidate. In 11th canon of Krishna, this is a very nice verse, often, many times quoted by the by commentators, by acharyas. What is the goal? What, indirectly, what is the object? Kim vidate. He's speaking, Krishna is speaking himself to Uddhava, and he's saying, what is the goal? What is the, many people are arguing, but only, he says, besides me, nobody knows that. Krishna says, so we have to accept that. Mam tu veda na kaschana. Nobody knows me, and I know everything. Vedaischa sarvad. And Arjuna says, vetasi vejamcha paramcha dhamma. You know everything. Everything is known to you. You can only be known. Vedanta krit veda vedeva chaham. And by Vedas. So sometimes it appears very subtle, and it's purposely subtle also. In fact, Krishna has said, paroksha, vada, rishaya. All the seers, rishis, acharyas, they're seers. They see the material. They see the spiritual. So all those seers, many times they're giving in a very subtle way. Why should it be gross either? Like sometimes the kirtan is kind of like very, you know, like just now we have these cartels, you know. They're just not even cartels. They don't match. It's not very pleasant. So we want to hear very subtle. Prabhupada was playing cartels. They brought him some cartels one time. Shamsunda was making cartels in San Francisco. They weren't so good. So Prabhupada played it, and he played his own. And he said, so this is very nice. And he keeps vibrating wonderfully in very subtle tone for like 5 minutes or so. Anyway, Shamsunda, but this is 100 times worse than the one Shamsunda was making, probably. He said, not so good, he said. Or sometimes Prabhupada would say, they're simply banging and clanging, you know. So it's not very pleasant. But this Bhagavatam is very pleasing. Ruchiram navam navam. It is newer and newer and very pleasing. And so, therefore, we have to understand the subtle intricacies. So therefore, Krishna says, parokshavara rishaya. This subtle indication in parokshavara vedaya. Parokshamama chapriyam is very dear to me. Very dear, like, when it's very subtle. You could think of something very practical that I know when in 76 Prabhupada came to LA, then you know, Bhardwaj sang not only the Guru Charana Padma song, but he sang, you know, Hey Vaishnava Thakur, and he sang another song. Three. Wonderful, you know. And that's a good, I mean, Western devotee. I mean, Bengali we hear, you know, for beer or some others, they can sing by memory, and it's very wonderful. It's very subtle, very Bhaktivinoda Thakur, but so it has to be heard like this. But Prabhupada was so pleased in L.A. that all the big shot sannyasis were waiting to get the maha. Prabhupada said, send it down to Bhardwaj, like that. So this is pleasing to the guru, pleasing to Krishna, cha priyam. He's pleased by this. But by speculating, indirectly, when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was speaking with, say, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, he was giving 7 days Mahaprabhu sat there hearing this so-called explanation. And so after that, I mean, Sarvabhauma must have been also patient. He must have been like thinking, who is this guy? He doesn't say anything. He actually said, I can see you don't understand what I'm saying. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, not exactly, I don't understand it. What you're saying is not right. You're not saying it right, that's all. I understand Vedanta Sutra, that's okay. But how your explanation is really not right, you know. So then he said, can you say something? Yes, you can say so much. And he explained it very subtly with so many 61 explanations. And he was like, wow, this is amazing. And then Mahaprabhu gave him the full mercy. So this is a... So the mind body is simply going on talking about the indirect. Maybe this, maybe that. Gyane prayasam, Lord Brahma tells us. Gyane prayasam with apasya namanta eva. You have to give up this simply on the gyan, on the mental platform. Gyane prayasam. Prayasam means also endeavor. Working very hard, they were criticizing Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that he wasn't reading Vedanta Sutra. No. He's the Bhagavatam himself. Srimad Bhagavatam. Paramananda Pattaya, Sanatana Goswami says, this Bhagavatam, prema varshaksharayache, every part of the Bhagavatam, every syllable is prema. Vashaksharayate. Every akshara, every syllable is full of nectar, full of nectar. Sarvada sarvasevyaya. So here it says, Sarvada, this verse says, in all times and places. So in all times and places, Sanatana Goswami says, you have to relish the Bhagavatam, do service. Everyone at all times. Satatam. So many times you hear this. 24/7. One time Prabhupada was speaking, commenting that people were going away. Even big sannyasis were going away. Therefore, he said, Prabhupada said, therefore I say there should be Bhagavatam class 24/7. 24/7. Or 25 hours a day, sometimes he said, 25 hours, not just 24. So one cannot complain. You can't complain. Well, Prabhupada gave the instruction. You're in Maya? We're in Maya? Because we don't do 24/7. Satatam kirtayanto maam. Abhikshnasa, that Kunti Devi's prayer, even we, Shrinvante Ganti, Abhikshnasa, she says, that means also constantly. And also that even if we take pleasure in others doing it, I mean, Mahaprabhu wasn't always speaking, he was hearing from Ramananda, from others. Rupa Goswami, Giradhari would hear the Bhagavatam daily sometimes. From Gadara Pandit, it's not that we have to be doing it always. No, we have to hear it also, and relish it. So, and while we're listening to this conversation, Jivasya Tattva Jigyasa. It's interesting that this verse is in the second canto. There's those five verses, or I think it's a set of verses. Shrimatam Sakata Krishna. And anyway, those verses are there in the first canto. And dharmasya hyapavargyasya. It says that even if you perform your dharma and you get some result, that result should be only used for Krishna. One should be completely detached. So one time Prabhupada was asked, what is the most important verse? Generally we think Ete Changsa is the Paribhava Sutra, the giving light to the whole Bhagavatam. That's true, and there's so many great verses. But in that instance he said, dharmasya hyapavargyasya, that one should do all his dharmananyam paricharyamamekam bhajavishvasam, all his activities simply for Krishna. And always, sarvada sarvasevyaya, Shri Krishna namostume. Sanatana Goswami has glorified the Bhagavatam. Madguru, my guru, madanandam, all my bliss is coming from Bhagavatam. Okay, so I don't know what we go up to here. Similarly, the liberty of discharging loving transcendental service to the Lord is invested in everyone, even the women, Sudra. Now Prabhupada quotes again, forest tribes. Of course, Prabhupada's quoting means that Srila Bhakti Siddhanta, Bhaktivinoda, Acharyas are quoting these slokas. Prabhupada might be You'd have to read all the commentaries to see. Tevai vedantya titaran ticha deva mayam stri shudrahuna shubara pipapa jiva yad yad bhutak krama parayana shira shiksha stiryad jana apikim ushuta dharana jay 2746. The lowest of human beings can be elevated to the highest stage of devotional service, devotional life, if they are trained by the bona fide spiritual master, well versed in the transcendental loving service of the Lord. If the lowest can be so elevated, then what to speak of the highest who are well versed in the Vedic knowledge? The conclusion is that devotional service to the Lord is open for all, regardless of who they are. This is the confirmation of its application for all kinds of performers of the service. So he didn't give a direct, here he's giving a more loose or indirect translation. Because specifically it says, Tiryag jana kimapi shuta dharana ye. And it says, there's a detail here. He gave that in Women Sudra in the beginning. Sudra, lower, the forest tribes. Sri Sudra, Krishna says the same thing. Apishu papayonaya, Sri Sudra Vaishas, all can be delivered. I know one time we Radhanath and Maharaj and myself, we took a tour of South India. We went to Udupi. We went to many places in 2 weeks. And when we came to Udupi, they have a philosophy. This is the Tattvavadis that Mahaprabhu met with. Of course, they don't have any memory of Lord Chaitanya. They read our Chaitanya Charita, then they get the idea that, yeah, this Mahaprabhu, some of them accept him much more than others. They have 8 different mops there. So we had this discussion with one of the big, big pundits, and they somehow believe that nobody can come out of the mode of nature that they are born in. So, I mean, I don't know very much compared to those guys. I thought, I don't know much, but I was quoting this verse in the Gita and some other verses, and he really couldn't argue. So the Shastra actually acts, you know, and they're Vaishnavas, but imagine Mahaprabhu came there. He must have really defeated them if some puny brahmachari can discuss with them. I said, well, how is that you can't come out of the mode of nature? Krishna says right there in the 9th chapter of the Gita, Yepishu Papayonaya, Stri Sudra, and the Vaishas, they can be delivered back to Godhead. Isn't that coming out of the modes of nature? Couldn't give an answer, and I was like, wow. This is disappointing, man. You guys are a big pundit. I don't get it. So, but here it says Bhagavatam. And Gita says similar. And the Sabhas, Sri Sudra, Hunas, sometimes they're compared to the Germans. Or weird. Imagine 5,000 years ago, it wasn't exactly the same. It probably gives some rough estimate. Kirata Hanandra, it's also mentioned in the Sukadev prayer. Kirata Hanandra Palinda Pukasha Vilya Shumba Yavanakasha Chapapa Yavana. So it's given there by Sukadev again in those prayers that the Kirata Hanandras. Andras refers to South Indians. That's kind of an insult. But they don't like that very much. Kirata Hanandra Palinda. There's the Chinese, practically everybody's mentioned in that verse, you know, you can't escape. And of course, I was seeing that according to Vishwanatha, Sridhar Swami, original commentator, he says actually nobody can understand Bhagavatam, or no one can understand this. It's so subtle that only someone on the level of Vyasa or Narada Muni can understand, but that's okay. Anyone can understand if they take to bhakti, but if you don't understand the bhakti, then you have to be like Vyasa or Narada, but of course they're bhaktas. So either way, you have to, so it's not that easy to be bewildered. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has come, yoganamatam bhuvanam, seeing the whole three worlds are mad with sense gratification, mental speculation. He has come to give pure devotional service. Otherwise, Very, you won't understand. Achaitanyam idam vishvam yadi chaitanyam ishvam. Navadu sara shastra gya. Even if you know all the shastras, Prabodhananda Saraswati says. Navadu. Yapi brahmyanti tejana. You're simply wandering uselessly. Wasting your time. Too bad Puri is not here to quote the Chaitanya Chandramati. But there's so many verses, Chaitanya Chandramati, by Prabodhananda Saraswati, where he says the same thing, Tava, Brahma, Kata. You could go on speaking about Brahma Kata forever, and Kala Kala, Kalaho, making a big noise. Kala Kalaho means a big nothing noise. Big noise, but it means nothing. As long as one doesn't get the association of Mahaprabhu or his followers, then you're simply talking, that's all. There's no ecstasy. One time in Vrindavan, Prabhu was saying, yes, the Mayavadis, they come to the point of Sat-Chit, but there's no Ananda. They may come to realizing of Sat-Chit, knowledge, eternity, but there will be Jnana. In Kaviraj Goswami has a very nice verse, Kaka Chakra. Arasa Gya, the Arasa Gya, that the Mayavadi is speculating, they have no ras. Arasa Gya, they're like the crows. Gya, neem, pale. Of course, neem is very medicinal, but you don't want to eat the fruits of neem all day long. No. Anyone who eats neem, they know. Keeps away the mosquitoes or so many things, it cures. But there's fruits there if you eat them. So he, Kaviraj Goswami compares that to the impersonal, the simply my bodies, the ganis, gan neem pale, the fruits of the neem tree, they're eating that. But the devotees, rasa gya, they are the ones who taste rasa, rasabdeen, and therefore, akila rasamrita murti, they know Krishna is the source of rasa. They go to the source of rasa gya, kokil, just like the cuckoo bird, they take the fruits of the mango tree. So the devotees are compared to like that. Or else nishvala jivan. There's no fruit, you're wasting your time, wasting your life, human life, form of life. Okay, so any conversations, feedbacks? Just see, this purport is so we can be still talking about it for 2 weeks. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta spoke 90 days, was it? On the first verse of the Bhagavad, I'm sure he probably could still be speaking somewhere. Yes.
So I'm still stuck back with the pundits in the conversation, and you chanting that verse. Like, why is
what pundit?
The pundits that they were saying that.
Would it be?
Yeah.
They were saying. This was the amazing thing. There was one pundit, Banerjee. It's not a Bengali name, but it was another. You also sound like the same, Banerjee. He was saying, I said, I heard, or it says, we understand, I said something like, we understand that Radhanaswami may have been speaking, I don't know, also. But he's much more diplomatic than me, I'm sure. But he was saying that in your philosophy that we understand that one cannot, therefore they don't try to convert people so much. They have their followers and they collect money and whatever, they build a temple. They think that they cannot come out of the nature. You're born in this nature of tamagun or rajagun, then we don't try to bring you like that. So he agreed more or less. I mean, not totally, but then I quoted the verses saying that tepishu papayonai. What's the beginning of that verse? Huh? The ninth chapter. What? I know. What's the first line? First line. Huh? I know you gave me one line, not the first one. Okay. What's the question? So they're saying like that. And he agreed that, yeah, we don't think you can come out of this lower mode to become in a higher mode. But Bhagavatam says that all over the place, that Tasmadi Kena Manasa, Bhagavan, what is it? Tasmadi Kena Manasa? Rajo Tamas, huh? Yeah, that one can come out, and avidam, and stop being pinched, Prabhupada called it, pinched by the lower modes of nature. So, although Bhagavatam itself, the beginning, it says it's meant for Nirmatsaranam Satam, those who are free, Paramahamsas. So if we're not Paramahamsas, should we don't read it? No. Because it says, we just quote it, Kerata Hunanda Palanda Yepi, all these persons, if they take shelter of a pure devotee, they can come out of the modes of nature. That's part of it, a little bit smarter. You know. We're not followers of them.
It's hard to understand how...
Stiridhar has the answer. But this is the amazing thing. Okay, I probably told the story, but to me it was completely amazing. There were two guys, and one was named, the other guy was called Subramaniam. And Subramaniam, he loved Prabhupada. I don't know if he was still alive, he was old. And he was a newspaper editor in Malayalam, what language they're speaking in that area of Udupi. And he was translating the biography, the Lilamrita, in the newspaper, because he was an editor of the newspaper. And every time it came out, he'll translate it and put another section. And so he loved Prabhupada. And I happened to have some cassette tapes and a tape player of Prabhupada Bhajan, my favorite Bhajans. And that was back in 84, so we didn't have CDs or anything, but... So I was playing it. I said, here, did you ever hear this Prabhupada Bhajan? And he was listening. It was just so in ecstasy, this guy. I can't believe it. He was hearing this Prabhupada Bhajan, you know. Like, there's one particular Prabhupada singing, oh, Nada... What does it say? Nada... Pancha Mukhe, Mahadeva, Pancha Mukhe, Krishna, Krishna, a very, very subtle, very wonderful tune. And I put that on for him. I gave him the earphones, right? And he was relishing so much. He couldn't even practically pay attention or hear what we were speaking. He was so absorbed. And then, while hearing it, he said over and over, he would say, he has brought them from depravity. So he was saying the opposite of this, of Banerjee. Banerjee was saying, no, he can't come out. And he was saying that Prabhupada is bringing all these people, Kerata, Ananda, Palinda, out of depravity. The complete opposite. And I'm watching this in front of my eyes, and I'm like, I couldn't say, hey, you guys don't, you're not on the same universe here. It's going different.
Maybe it's talking about...
Would it be, what?
Maybe it's talking about the...
No, because he could see by reading Lilamrita what Prabhupada did.
That is true. Psychophysical nature, you cannot just immediately rest out.
It's a question over here first.
Oh.
Well, I was also kind of asking the same question at something that Pran Govinda is mentioning. What does it really mean to go above the modes of material nature? You know, I mean, the Bhagavatam bhakti process helps us to transcend the modes of material nature. What does it really mean? I mean,
well, you've been practicing for like 40 years. You don't know?
No, I don't know, and that's what I'm asking.
You should be telling, not asking.
No, I'm asking. What? I mean, in other words, we are made of certain.
You're saying, like he said, scientifically, we can't come out.
I am asking. I have no idea. I'm trying to understand what does it mean that one who is in the process of bhakti, I accept.
Vidunoti suhit satam, right? It says...
Here the verse. Sabhavajena kunteya nivadda sena karmana bhaktum nechuti dhammuha karishyati avasavita.
You need a mic, you know. It's not fair.
Okay.
For people.
Yeah. Under illusion, you are now declining to act according to my direction.
But compelled by the work born of your own nature, you will act all the same, O son of Kunti. We have to accept that. This is what Prabhupada calls psychophysical.
So Baba Jaina Konteya, that verse, 1850 or 60?
1860.
So Baba Jaina Konteya. 1860, that's it, is your answer.
Okay. So basically, I'm trying to understand. So basically,
Prabhupada used to engage. As soon as somebody would join, He said, okay, you do this, because you do this. But generally then, everyone, after a while, he said, everyone go for book distribution. Or before that, he said, everyone go for Harinam, because it's purifying. There's a purifying activity. But if you had a particular talent, okay, you do that. You're an editor, you type, do that. We need that. But in general, if you do, like what Pran is saying, that's good, but there's other things. Sarva Dharmam, you give up all of that. Man mana, as long as you man mana, Baba Mad Bhakto, Madhyajimam. Then twice that verse is given.
Now, Prabhupada answered this in the Bhagavad.
Yeah?
You could reverse it. According to Prabhupada, Krishna didn't say, but Prabhupada said here, if one refuses to act under the direction of the Supreme Lord, then he's compelled to act by the modes.
He's compelled to act by the
modes. So we do have option. Through Krishna consciousness, we can purify the inborn nature. Otherwise, you are doomed. You will be forced to act.
So purification basically means that we're not. We're acting the same way. I mean, let's say I like to make garlands because I have a certain psychological, whatever nature, and I may do it, I may just do it. But I guess the difference is that when I am surrendered to Krishna, I still do the same thing, but I do it for His pleasure. Is that the real difference?
Yes.
But that's just a general idea, because, I mean, you didn't make garlands before, so well, you can't compare that to something. Were you a garland maker before you joined up Krishna consciousness?
I'm just kidding. No, I don't. I may have made a garland.
All activities of bhakti are above the modes of nature, just according to our perception.
So basically, when we do bhakti, bhakti means without any personal motivation.
Anyabhilashita shunyam.
To serve Krishna, then we are above the modes, although we may still have our inborn nature, which is ruled by certain modes. Yeah?
Sukhita is going to give the answer right behind you.
I'm sorry, this is so quick.
You move on this side. I didn't know.
Say that isn't a lot of it just the fact that we're all working under Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada is a pure devotee, and so we're following his instructions, and he is lifting us. We're lifted because of Srila Prabhupada's mercy. That's
what I see. Acharya mam vijaniyam. Acharya is not different from Krishna. Let him, he's got the mic. Say it.
Yes. So it's just conditioning.
Accept it.
It's not like, you know, in our world here, generationally, inborn is sort of genetic, it's fixed. You know, like I'm the body and this is fixed. It ain't fixed. It's just long-term deep conditioning.
Yes.
And you come into this life, it seems like it's a package that just comes with it. But it's fluid, but it's just very long-term conditioning. That's deep rooted. So inborn just means deep, could mean deep rooted, deep time conditioning. It's all conditional, and we can alleviate it, but we ain't gonna alleviate it like I'm gonna move this phone. Oh, problem fixed. I mean, it's gonna take a long time to purify the heart. It's deep rooted. It's deep rooted. But I'm not worried about the people because they're really complicated. What I'm worried about in this verse here is. Yeah, it says Prabhupada saying here in this verse.
Keep the mic close.
Yeah, we didn't get the verse.
What are you quoting? What verse?
The verse, today's purport. Therefore, devotional service.
The Karata, the Shri Hanandara.
I'm reading it. Hey, thanks, I'm reading it. Therefore, the devotion. I'm sorry. Therefore, the devotional service of the Lord with perfect knowledge through the training of a bona fide spiritual master is advised for everyone. Even if they're not. Oh, even if one happens not to be a human being. Right? So how does this verse relate to the squirrels in our community?
I thought you were going to talk about your dog.
Don't worry about the squirrels.
He has to pass the exam.
I mean, here they are in the Holy
Dharma, okay.
The Association of Devotees.
Okay, that's it. Class over.